Hello again, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. Why do your customers buy? You could also ask, why do your customers not buy? Today I want to address this exact issue, and the data that I'm going to refer you to comes from the world of retail sales. Now, some of you may be saying retail is a lot different than medicine, and in many ways, you're right. But there are also ways that retail is very similar with respect to the survey, because when someone is buying, they tend to want the usual things: value, quality, service, all of those. So let's take a look at five different categories from the retail world and see how they apply to the medical sales world. And I'm going to start with the one that was last on the list, number five. In other words, the one that was least important. Can you guess which one it is? It is price. Price is the last reason why people buy. Why is that? Well, it's because the other things we're going to talk about tend to be much more important than price. Now, don't misunderstand me. Price is a big issue in the retail world. Price is a very big issue in the medical world. You have to deal with hospitals and clinics and buying consortiums, and price oftentimes can either make or break it for you if you take the wrong approach. If your sales presentation and your sales approach is only focusing on price, and all you have is the lowest price, there's a good chance that one of your competitors, whose product is stronger in the other categories we're going to discuss, is going to take your business. So price is last on the list. That's number five. What's number four? Selection. Now, again, this is an area where a lot of representatives will say, well, if only I had a broader product line, if only we had more of a selection, if I had more to offer my customers. Well, it's true, selection sometimes can be important, but again, it's not very high on the list for why people buy. Number three, the one that's right in the middle, well, this is an important one, and in the medical world, it's something we talk about all the time. It's service. I don't have to tell you how important it is to deliver top quality service to your customers. In fact, you have to be at least as good, if not better, than your competitors if you expect to get the business and to hold on to the business. So service is right in the middle. Number two on the list, as the reason why people buy, is quality. You know that in medicine, quality is critically important because your healthcare customers are going to be using your product or service on their patients. Your product or service must do what you and your company says it will do, and it must do it consistently, time after time after time. This is obviously very important in all aspects of buying, and we know it's certainly important in the medical world, quality. So what's number one? What's the top reason why people buy? The answer is confidence. Confidence. Let's look at that strictly in terms of your world, the medical sales professional, the pharmaceutical sales professional, if you sell dental products, anywhere in healthcare. Let's look at what confidence means when that is the number one thing that you offer. I think confidence means that your healthcare customers can rest easily knowing that they have made the right decision. In other words, this is not going to keep them up at night when they decide to use your product or service, if they have confidence. A lot of times over the years, I've spoken to doctors who were very nervous when they were trying something new. And I would meet with them before using the product for the first time, and they would say, you know, Mace, I don't really know about this. What I've been using for years has worked very well, and now I'm trying something new. What if it doesn't work well? What if my patient has a suboptimal result? What if I get sued? Anytime I heard that kind of response, I knew that I did not do a good job of selling confidence or imparting confidence to my customers. And it became critically important to do whatever I needed to do to give them that confidence in the product and in me before they ever use that product on their patients. Otherwise, they may not get the result that they were after. So what you want to do is everything that you can to inspire confidence in your customers from every angle. Let's look at things like delivery. Make sure your customers are confident that you have a good history and your company has a good history of delivering your products on time. Confidence will also occur when they know that Your product will arrive along with the necessary documentation and in-servicing to ensure that it's going to be used properly by the healthcare provider and any members of the patient care team. And finally, confidence in you is probably more important than anything else. When your customers know that you are only going to provide products and services that will serve them and their patients well, they will have confidence. And I'm going to go back to what the famous speaker Bill Gove said many, many years ago. Confidence relates to trust. You can have the best selling skills, the best relationship skills, the best product, the best price, the best quality, and all of those things are important. But what gets you to the top is when your customers have confidence in you, when they trust you. Because once you have that trust, then you can fly. Then you're unstoppable. So there are many reasons why your customers buy. Price, selection, service, quality are all important. But if your product or service is lacking in your mind in any of those categories, there is one thing you can do to overcome all of them, and that is to find a way to inspire confidence and trust in your customers. When you do that, you'll win almost every time. Thank you again for joining us on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I appreciate your taking the time to send in emails as to what categories you would like me to tackle in the future. Please continue to do that by just sending an email to Mace, M-A-C-E, at medicalsalestraining.com. I will do my best to get to your suggested topic as soon as I can. Also, my book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High Earning Medical Sales Professionals, is available to purchase at www.masteringmedicalsales.com. There is a link to the book website here on the Medical Sales Guru podcast page, and also on our medicalsalestraining.com page and medicalsalesschool.com page. Please go to that site and take a look at what the book is all about. You can even access the detailed index if you want to know what topics are covered in the book. I wrote this book for you, the medical sales professional, and I promise that if you do the things that this book talks about, you will be a success in medical sales. Again, as you move forward with your medical sales career, let me remind you that the patient always comes first. Have a wonderful week selling. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.